I just come here today to give you a speech. I came here today to give a message to Oxford University. There's one thing that animal researchers fear more than the ALM. Do you know what that is?
The truth.
It's another scientist. Okay? They say that it takes a thief to catch a thief. Well, it takes a scientist to catch out another scientist. As long as this debate is presented to the public as scientists versus terrorists, animal researchers can lie back and take it easy, knowing that they will continue to receive government support and public funding. They are very happy for the public to see this purely as an ethical debate, as scientists versus terrorists. Their biggest fear is that a scientist and probably an ex-animal researcher who has undergone a perceptual awakening and realized what he or she is doing, that person is the biggest threat to animal researchers, because that scientist knows what's going on. They have had the courage to realize that their animal research is a sham. There are very few people out there, very few scientists, courageous enough to admit this to themselves. It's even harder, although, for these people to actually speak out, because they know they will get clobbered by the establishment. And that's called institutional intimidation. So who are the terrorists?
Yeah.
Who are the real terrorists?
Yeah.
We want good science. Good science consists of three things. First of all, it must be species specific. You don't test things on dogs or cats, for heaven's sake. So it must be species specific. Secondly, it must do no harm. And thirdly, it must be evidence-based. Now, animal testing fails on all three counts. 50 miles away from here, just 50 miles, at a place called Aston University, there are scientists and researchers studying the human brain, non-invasively. So it's species-specific, it's not hurting anybody, and it's certainly evidence-based. Now the data that they are getting is better, it has to be better, than monkey experiments at Oxford University. So one has to ask the question, if the law, if the Scientific Procedures Act, says that if you put your data without using an animal, you must do so, then one has to ask the question, is Oxford University not breaking the law?
Yeah.
I can assure you that this line of investigation is going to be vigorously pursued. So what we're asking Oxford University is A, good science, and B, obey the law which says that if you can get the data using non-animal methods, then do so. So the message is, let justice prevail, and it has good science. Thank you.